You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We are conveying an Instagram post from George Pickens, and we are reacting to that. Pickens wrote, basically, the Steelers are the cheapest organization, end quote. Some other verbiage in there that I can't read. You can react on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've hit on that before, that the Steelers are cheap as it relates to their facilities and their coaching staff and not getting child care at the facility. All the things, basically, where the Players Association have killed ownership. But when it comes to paying players, they have not been cheap.
No.
They just gave DK Metcalf $150 million. They're going to, I believe, and I'm sure you believe, make TJ Watt the highest paid defensive player in football.
What'd they give Cam? Cam, I mean, at 35.
Which they didn't have to give him a 36. Single penny.
Right.
And they paid that guy over $20 million. So here's the deal. Disagree vehemently, George. And this is why I ultimately don't think that he will get it right in Dallas. The reason he's not being paid right now isn't because the Steelers can't afford to pay two wide receivers. It's because they didn't want to pay him specifically. Because he took plays off. Because he was late for a Christmas Day game. If he was good, they'd be paying him. They might not have gotten Metcalf. Like, that could have been the other way it would have gone. They'd have just paid him. Or they could pay both. But the reason this didn't happen is because, George, all your teammates didn't like you, man. Like, that's the fact. It ain't because the organization's quote-unquote cheap, not when it comes to paying players. So he doesn't get it, man. Now, he says this was AI and he wished everyone a happy Mother's Day, so I don't know what to believe. But if that's what he posted, then I think he's got it all wrong here. Look in the mirror, dude.
Well, is that what he's talking about? Is he taking a page out of Najee's book and taking a shot at the NFLPA cheap organization Steelers?
Like, if he's doing that, he's got a leg to stand on.
Right, that's what I took from it initially. I didn't think about really the contract situation. I thought that it was just like he was like, oh well, Najee said this whenever he left, I'm gonna say it too. Like, the Steelers are cheap. They don't invest in their renovating their facilities, stuff like that.
Well, and if he set foot in the Cowboys facility already,
yeah,
you can't look at that and what they got there and not think the Steelers are cheap.
Right.
Same thing with L.A. with, yes, Najee Harris.
Exactly.
If he's talking about the contract, like, they wouldn't pay me, they're cheap. Well, I think he's totally out to lunch, because they would have if you were consistent, mm-hmm, if you were showing up to games on time, if you weren't getting constantly penalized, pushing guys through the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
How's he going to deal with Jordan Lewis, too, by the way, the slot corner for the Cowboys, the guy whose face mask he ripped off at the end of that game?
Yeah.
They're not cheap when it comes to paying players. They're not. They're going to spend to the cap every year. And if you're good enough, they will reward you. Even if you play second fiddle. Like, they paid Alex Highsmith.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were going to play second fiddle to DK Metcalf, they would pay you if they thought you were worth the money. But if he's talking about facilities, yeah, he's got a leg to stand on. Yeah. We have breaking NFL news, Dorm.
Yes, we do.
You don't know what it is.
Yes, I do. Eagles, Cowboys, opening the season Thursday, September 4th. You'll get to see George Pickens in a Cowboys uniform against the defending Super Bowl champs.
I am going to watch, and we watch all these. We watch Cowboys all the time because they get forced down our throats, and we watch the Eagles all the time. They're the Super Bowl champion, and they're going to be in prime time a lot. I am going to watch every single second of Dallas Cowboys action this year. I am fascinated by how that's going to work. And it makes a ton of sense for them to trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
It made all the sense in the world for the Steelers to move him. It makes all the sense in the world for Dallas to see if they can squeeze something out of this guy for a season. And if he plays well, I'm sure they'll find a way to pay him. And if not, then at least they took a shot. You're paying Dak. You are very top heavy on your roster. What's one more guy, but this one's on the cheap? Give it a shot. I can't wait to watch that game.
It's going to be great.
There's going to be some leakage going on this week.
Oh, yeah.
And on Thursday night is when they're going to do the schedule release. Friday is going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we play the game this way, Doran. I think we go through the schedule with Rodgers and without Rodgers.
For sure.
And how that looks.
For sure.
Yeah. But Rodgers, I guess, might not, he might not sign if they're playing too many primetime games. That's the hot rumor out there from Colin Cowherd. Oh, Jordan Lewis plays for the Jags now. They're good. No worries there now.
No, zero.
No, they're good. Everyone will love George in Dallas. All right, coming up next.
Wait, what about Darius Slay and Darnell Washington? Wasn't it Darius Slay that he pushed it, blocked to the end zone? Or am I wrong? Was it somebody else?
That was Broderick Jones who did that.
No, Darnell Washington. Darnell. That's the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. What did I just say?
Broderick Jones. Was it Darius Slay?
Yeah, it was Darius Slay. Yeah,
how about them two?
Yeah.
Are they going to get along?
See, I didn't think that was malicious. I thought that was just physics. Darnell Washington, that big, Darius Slay a corner.
Didn't Darius Slay punch him, though?
Yeah, well, much ado about nothing.
Okay.
He did punch him. That was one of those rare moments that something came out. I thought, what came out of my mouth was Broderick Jones, but I thought that it was Darnell Washington, yeah. And I confused myself.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.